Well, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for the delicious meal. And we're going to be in Psalm 147 this afternoon for a little bit. I just want to commend Pastor Barnes and his wife Joy in the church. There's a great spirit here. You can't fake that. It's either here or it's not. And both times we've been here now, we've sensed the spirit of the people's been good. It's easy to fake some things, but that you can't fake. It's just like a big family here, and that's what a church is supposed to be, a family of God, and a love of each other, and help for each other, and sharing each other's burdens and sorrows and joys. We're glad to be here today. We enjoyed a beautiful ride up, except for one area. We have a 115-volt outlet in the back of our Jeep, and so we plugged in the meatballs on the way up. I said, why don't we plug those in and keep them warm on the way up? And we were coming up through the woods, and all of a sudden, I thought, oh, I wonder if it popped the breaker back there. What was that noise? And then we went quite a little way along, and boom. I said, well, it must not have popped the breaker unless it did it twice, So, but I think what was happening is the acorns were landing on the roof of the car, coming up through the woods up there. But just a beautiful ride up there today, and we just really enjoyed it. And thank you for having us here today. It's been a great encouragement to us. We've been praying a lot for the church here and for the pastor and his family, and it's just been on my heart, and we'd like to do anything we can to be an encouragement to them and to believers. Let's read a few verses here in Psalm 147. I think I'll read the first 12, then I think I'll read a few more too after that, but let's read at least the first 12 here. Psalm 147, verse 1, praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man, which would be where a man's strength is. Verse 11, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. And as I was riding up this morning, I thought of a few verses down here I just want to share with you too. Let's read verse 16. We're coming upon that time of year. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? Then he says, verse 18, he sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth the wind to blow and the waters flow. That's next spring. Let's pray. Father, we love you. How can we not look around today and praise you? Everything's so beautiful. Only you could make what we see with our eyes today, beautiful trees. The leaves are dying, they're dead, yet they're beautiful. So, Father, help us in these few minutes we have together. I pray you'd visit with us, Lord. Pray the Spirit of God would move amongst us. Just help us to reflect on you for a little bit here. Help us to respond to you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I titled this message, Responding. This psalm speaks of three times of singing. Verse 1. He says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. He says in verse number 7 twice, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, and sing praise upon the harp to our God. Since the Twin Towers were attacked on 9/11/2001, can you believe it? It's been that long ago, in New York City, our first responders have been given a place of prominence in our society. The firemen, the policemen, the EMTs, since I spent 11 years in the Coast Guard. They get a distress call or a 911 call and they respond immediately. They don't sit around and say, who's up next? And it's not like a car dealership where they're trying to sell your car. They go, immediately respond. We have sometimes get an invitation to say RSVP. Anybody know what that means? What does it mean? That means respond. It's a French term, responde, silver play, if you please. Reply. Let me know if you're coming. Answer me. Get back to me. I want you to come, but I need to know if you're coming, so you need to reply. You need to respond. As a little boy going to church, our church used to have responsive readings. Sometimes even hymnals in the back will have a bunch of responsive readings where the pastor would read a verse or a section in the hymnal and the congregation would read the next part. We'd speak back to him. He'd say something, we'd respond. He'd say something, we'd respond. Sometimes if there's 13 verses in a passage, he'd say, let's all read the last one together. But we'd respond back and forth. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to respond to Him. He's built us so we can respond to Him when He does things in our life. Just hearing these precious little children up here singing this morning about how good our God is. He wants us to respond to Him about His goodness, the wonderful goodness He's shown to us. Verse 1 says, it is good to sing praises unto our God. Verse 7 again says, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises upon the harp unto our God. This word in the Hebrew, sing, means to answer. He wants us to answer Him. Listen, I've been good to you, and now I would just like you to answer me a little bit and say thank you. I want you to respond to me. Now, I know it's not, you know, the 28th of next month is Thanksgiving, but we can still be thankful even though it isn't Thanksgiving Day. He wants us to respond to us because He's been so good to us. He's looking for us to be just like the EMT, waiting for a 911 distress call to come in and go out immediately, get on the stick and start doing something, start responding to Him. He loves to have us respond spontaneously like that, instantly. He's looking for immediate response. It means the primary emphasis here, again, is to answer, to respond to. To promise in return, to say something in return, to make an answer. To react in response. Webster used this sentence. They responded to a call for help. Help! Help! You say, well, I got stuff to do. I can't go and help them. What are the first responders? They said, I'm going right now. I'm going to get there and I'm going to help them. My mother suffered several strokes before she died. And she kept getting worse and worse. They used to have a church that would come in and do services in the nursing home where she was, and we'd wheel her down a lot of times when we were there and sit with her for the service. And a lot of times she wouldn't do a thing, but sometimes they'd start playing a song like Great is Thy Faithfulness, and Mom would be sitting here in the wheelchair, and all of a sudden her foot would stop going. She'd respond to the music. She was hearing something. I remember when I was first in the ministry in Sarasota, Florida, we had an old man in our church dying. I was a young man at the time, and he hadn't spoken in days. And I hadn't really had to deal with much of that. And I went to see him, and his daughter was there one day. She was probably in her 60s. And he loved gospel music, so they brought in back then it was called a cassette player. They brought in an 8-track, I don't know. But anyway, they brought this in and put the headphones on him. The tears started streaming right down his face. He couldn't speak, he couldn't do anything, but he could hear. And he responded to what had happened. Teachers in school, what do? They ask you a question, don't they? I used to hate that when they call on you, you know. James! And I usually wasn't paying any attention whatsoever. But They'd say, I want you to, trying to get you to respond. You know, that's what we like to do. So God wants us to respond. He's trying to get our attention. He's trying to get us to answer Him and to call back to Him. You have your phone off? Now, don't do this in the future. But.
Hello.
Hi, honey. Thanks for responding to my call. Now, don't do this in church anymore, okay?
Okay.
I won't either. Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you.
I'm just trying to get her to respond. When you call somebody, she hears the seagulls. We're up walking around by the water. I never know if her phone's going off or the seagulls are flying over. What are we trying to do? We're trying to get him to pick up the phone. Answer me. Answer me back. Get back to me. Are you there? Hello?
That's good.
It means to speak in reply to something, to answer. The secondary emphasis of the word is to testify. To testify. Sing. I'm going to answer you and I want to testify to you. When King Saul would get morose, he'd get sad, he'd get down, David would come. And what did he do? He'd play on the harp. And Saul would then get some restful contentment come back into his life. Please, Saul, it settled him down. He responded to the music that David played for him. God would use us later in David's life. Verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. It's good. Someone had said it's acceptable to God, this word good. It's beneficial to ourselves, and it's stimulating to others. When you answer God, when you respond to Him, whether it be in an invitation or whether it be just to give an answer back to His goodness in your life, it's good for you, pleases Him, stimulates the faith of other people. I love having testimonies in church. Someone said it's like bees pollinating the flowers, going from one to another. Helps us see how good He's been. It's agreeable, appropriate, becoming, suitable, wholesome. It's for your own good to respond to God. Psalm 92 verse 1 says this. Psalm 92 verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's good for you to give thanks unto the Lord. And then he goes on in Psalm 91 2 and says, and to sing praises unto thy name. It's good for you. It's a good thing to give thanks. It's good for you. It gives. And then it says in verse 1 that it's pleasant. So it's good. It's pleasant. A source of delight or joy. It gives pleasure to God. You and I, hunks of clay, sinful people, we can give pleasure to God. We can give pleasure to Him when we respond to Him. Thank you, God. Thank you for opening that parking space for me. Thank you for not letting me hit that mailbox or run into those people. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you for showing me what you want in my life. Thank you for providing for me. It's pleasant. It's a source of delight and joy to God. Psalm 135, verse 3. Psalm 135, verse 3. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant, sweet. I was reading in the Treasury of David a commentary on the Psalms, and they said, pay Him we cannot, but praise Him we will. What can we render unto the Lord for all of His benefits? Well, I'll take the cup of salvation and find a place to serve Him. We can't pay Him. What can we give to the one who has everything? But we can praise Him. Pleasant, singing sweetly sounded music. When we respond to him because of what he's done for us, it's pleasant and it's music to his ears. He's waiting to hear from us. Back in verse 1 again, Psalm 147, then he says, "Your praise is comely. It's good, it's agreeable, it's appropriate. It's pleasant, sweet, lovely." And then he says, "It's comely, seemly." I was studying this word last night, and it means the roots of this word, comely, means at home. Well, you feel at home. I'm at home with you, God. I just feel so comfortable with you right now. I'm so grateful that you took notice of this little problem in my life that nobody else seems to care about, but you saw it, you took care of it, you provided it for me. I'm at home with you. At home is where you feel comfortable. All I want to do in the hospital is get home. I think I rushed them too soon because they had to send me back the next day. I wanted to get in my bed, around my stuff. I've pastored in Florida for a number of years. I took so many old people home from the nursing home and from the hospital, shaking all over. I just couldn't wait to see if the house was still there and the stuff was still there and get in their easy chair and be so grateful to be home. It's comely. Feel at home with the Lord. A place of safety and protection at home. Beautiful. Not homely. Unattractive. Not plain. To him, every time we praise him and respond to him, it's not homely. It's lovely. Comely. Psalm 33:1. Praise is comely for the upright. It's delightful both to see and to hear a whole assembly praise the Lord. Look back, Psalm 147, verse 2. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. What a wonderful thing that is. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. You have to sing with thanksgiving. Praise, confession. Give praise to God. Respond to him. It is but a reasonable service. Answer the Lord in grateful praise for his goodness. Keep your finger there and go back to 1 Chronicles 29. This is the last public prayer of David. 1 Chronicles 29. In verse number 10. David said, wherefore David, 1 Chronicles 29:10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee, and praise thy glorious name. Then he goes on down through this whole chapter, just praising the Lord. Grateful praise. We acknowledge his character. There's a recognition of who he is, and then there's a declaration with our lips of what he's done for us. It's our public proclamation of God's attributes and his works, who he is, and what he does. When we focus on God's attributes and his works, we cannot help but be thankful. We cannot help but respond. Go back to Psalm 147, verse 8. We look at what he's done here, just a sample. In Psalm 47, verse 8, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains, who giveth to the beast his food and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. God speaks to us in his works. Let us answer him with our thanks. Let our hearts respond with gratitude, with gratefulness, with thanksgiving. It's to respond as a witness, to make an answer. We have to make a suitable response or an answer to all that God has done for us. It's a grateful remembrance of the past. Now, when a first responder comes on the scene, he comes in the house, someone's laid out or they're in a chair and they're slumped over, one of the worst things they can do is say, "He's not responding. He's not responding." So what do? Maybe then they'll try to do a little CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, and try to pump him up, get him going, get him breathing, put some air down his lungs. He's unresponsive. He's not answering back like the RSVP. You know, they're not coming. They didn't answer. They're not coming. Are they even there? I think sometimes God looks up and says, "Are you even there? Do you even see what I'm doing in your life? Do you even recognize it? I want you to respond. Hey." Maybe he needs to do a little Narcan, squirt it in my nose, say, "Hey, I put the grass in the mountains. I do all this for you. I take care of you every day." Would you just respond? Trying to do everything they can. My mother had a stroke one time. She got so bad, they thought sure she was going to go. A neurologist came in, and she just sitting there all slumped over the chair. And he lifted up her arm, and he pinched her right behind the bicep, right here. I don't recommend your kids to do that, your brothers and sisters, but it hurts. He was pinching her, hauling her name. All of a sudden, she went like that. He said, "There's nothing wrong with her." I said, "There's not." It wasn't long, he found out. She had some deficiencies in some of her chemicals in her body. What was he doing? He's looking for signs of life. I think sometimes God's up there saying, "Hey, are you dead? Don't you feel or sense or know what I'm doing for you? How I've provided for you? How I've taken care of you? Don't you even realize I've done all this for you? I'm looking for some signs of life." Verse 7, he says, "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Answer him." So instead of giving an invitation,